are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Grace.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hi, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
I sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, He's hurled into the sea. And I will sing to the Lord.
I sing to the Lord,
for He is highly
told the story of Moses.
He freed God's people from captivity in Egypt.
When they came to the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army chasing them, Moses raised his staff, just as God had told him, and he parted the Red Sea.
After the Israelites walked through safely, the waters covered their enemies.
With God's help, Moses saved them from certain death.
So, how do you think Moses felt?
Happy.
It probably felt like it was like a dream. It like happened so fast and like...
So they couldn't believe it, probably, right?
Yeah.
They thought, oh my goodness, how can something like this happen? You think they were grateful?
Yeah.
Do you think if someone had told them that that was going to happen beforehand, that they would have believed it?
No.
No. My goodness, that was just something amazing. And we still talk about it today, don't we? It's a story that just is so amazing. So do you think Moses could have done that without God's help?
No.
It's just not possible, is it, for us to do something like that without God?
God told Moses that he would be with him.
And Moses trusted God.
He believed. His faith was strong.
That's right. Let's think of some other examples from the Bible about people with very strong faith and God doing amazing things for them or with them.
David said he could beat Goliath and no one believed him. And then he took a few pebbles and a slingshot. And with God's help, he killed the giant.
That's right.
Joseph, when he was in prison, like, it was like no hope. And then the Pharaoh called him and he became second in command.
Okay.
Noah trusted God and he built the boat that God told him to.
Mm-hmm. How about Jesus?
When Jesus died on the cross, everybody thought he was dead, but 3 days later he rose from the dead.
God showed his power for sure in that, didn't he? Yeah.
God created the heavens and the earth.
He parted the Red Sea.
He healed people from their terrible diseases. He is amazing.
He can do anything.
With God, all things are possible.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, filled the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and
God to take care of us.
We trust him because we believe that God can do what he says he would do.
His holy word tells us that.
In the book of Matthew, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you."
So what do these verses tell you?
If you're faithful to Jesus, then you can do a lot of things with his help.
That's right. We can claim God's power when we have faith, and we can believe that miracles are ours, too. Because with God, remember, what?
All things are possible.
That's right.
When we have faith in Jesus, we can move mountains.
Nothing will be impossible for us.
Did you know that our faith is a gift from God? The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Ephesians, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, is the gift of God." And maybe there are some friends listening who need to know how they can have faith that can move mountains. And what can we tell them?
You tell them that it's really made a difference in your life.
Okay. But what do you need to do first of all?
To accept God's gift of faith.
Okay.
Believe in Jesus.
That's right.
Confess that you have done bad things.
Okay.
Ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And believe that God will forgive you.
That's right.
1 John chapter 3 says, "How great is the love that the Father has lavished upon us, that we should be called the children of God, and that is what we are."
When we put our faith in Jesus, we become a member of the family of God.
I am part of a family, you are part of a family, we all belong to the family of God.
Dear Father, thank you for your gift of faith.
You can move mountains, and so can we when we believe.
We pray that more kids will believe, that more will know your power and amazing love.
We want your family to grow.
May all that we say and do bring glory to you.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry. If you would like information about us, call 1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Now, Sam, tell us how you spell Timonium. Close your eyes and spell Timonium.
T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M.
Let's give him a hand. Great job. Well, you can share stories from the Bible with your friends and show them how wonderful and powerful our God is. And remember,
if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move.
Nothing will be impossible for you. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.